This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Poland Wednesday to thank his ally and meet Ukrainians who sought refuge there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Volodymyr Zelensky is in Warsaw for a visit meant to thank a key ally and meet with some of his own people who found refuge in the neighboring nation. Zelensky's visit comes at a time of rising anger among Polish farmers who say that Ukrainian grain that has entered Poland has created a glut and caused prices to fall. Zelensky is to be welcomed by Poland's president and prime minister. Warsaw has been a key ally for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion last year, welcoming refugees and becoming a hub for humanitarian aid and weapons to transit into Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 25-year-old man burst into a preschool in southern Brazil and killed four children with a hatchet-like weapon Wednesday before turning himself into police. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva condemned the attack as monstrous. Police said the attacker wounded four other children at the private preschool known as the Good Shepherd Center in the city of Blumenau. Police said he then rode a motorcycle to a state police station and handed himself in. The attack comes nearly a week after a 13-year-old student stabbed a teacher to death and injured five others in Sao Paulo. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's ruling that requires him to testify to a grand jury about conversations he had with former President Donald Trump leading up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building. This comes from a spokesman for Pence on Wednesday. In a March ruling, the judge also said Pence can still decline to answer questions related to January 6. The Pence spokesman said in a statement Wednesday that Pence's argument had been vindicated by the court. VOA News. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday that the large bipartisan gathering of U.S. politicians who met with her in Simi Valley, California on Wednesday show that Taipei is not isolated in the face of Chinese anger. Tsai met with U.S. lawmakers and reporters on the sideline of a meeting with Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy. Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, drawing condemnation from Arab countries, a furious reaction in the occupied West Bank and cross-border strikes in Gaza. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
An Israeli police raid on Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque has sparked fury among Palestinians and condemnation across the Arab world, as well as cross-border strikes in Gaza and fears of yet another escalation. Witnesses said police beat worshippers and fired rubber-tipped bullets before dawn on Wednesday. The clashes come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when it's common for crowds to spend the night at the mosque, and also on the eve of the Jewish Passover. Under a long-standing status quo arrangement governing the area, only Muslims are allowed to worship at Al-Aqsa. But Jewish visitors have increasingly prayed more or less openly at the compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Two ride-hailing services hope their robo-taxis can take one of the most densely populated U.S. cities on a ride in the future. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Both Cruise, a subsidiary of General Motors, and Waymo, a spinoff of Google, are seeking regulatory approval to transport passengers around the clock in San Francisco in driverless cars. However, both services are dealing with complaints that their vehicles are stopping unexpectedly, creating traffic stops that inconvenience other drivers.
The unexpected stops are absolutely an issue.
Nico Larco is the director of the University of Oregon's Urbanism Next Center.
What's more or less telling you is that the vehicles have not quite yet figured out how to operate in tremendously complicated environments.
But Cruise CEO Kyle Vogt says the technology in their driverless cars is getting better.
It's improving at a pretty rapid rate, and that's one of the beauties of this kind of technology.
Both Cruise and Waymo say their driverless fleets have each traveled more than 1 million miles without a major accident. I'm Mike Hempen.
At least five people in the United States were killed in a pre-dawn tornado that touched down in southeastern Missouri on Wednesday. This according to local officials in Bollinger County, Missouri. Teams of first responders were combing destroyed homes and businesses in the rural area in search of more victims. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.